So we're attempting to divide up the sugya of how the Suda Shabbos is supposed to play out when you have, like we have this year in our Pesach, Eschaz B'Shabbos. Last week we spoke about all the challenges, all the, I don't want to use the word problems in a negative sense, but all the obstacles, all the complications in terms of performing the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos properly. And hopefully today we're trying to come up with several different solutions. And I guess each family is going to have to plug in which one practically is going to work for them. But we'll try to give at least a few that are within the halachic realm of possibilities. But just to recap very, very quickly, wherein lies the challenge for Suda Shabbos? In that normally we associate Suda Shabbos with washing. That's the view of most Rishonim, although not all. That since we're working with the assumption that we have to wash Suda Shabbos, the two foods that are usually associated with washing, each one of them has a very serious problem in our Pesach. Of course, the chametz, it's okay, technically speaking, Friday night eating chametz, and even early Shabbos morning eating chametz, but by the time you get around to Shal Shittas times, that becomes a very, very big problem. Obviously, it's also min haTorah, or at least, according to maybe some opinions, maybe only mid Rabbanan, but definitely a very, very serious halachic issue, of course, eating chametz in our Pesach. Whereas to go ahead and eat matzah is also out of the question because the halacha tells us that there is a prohibition midrabbanan of eating matzah in Erev Pesach. So we're basically somewhat of a checkmate when it comes to eating challah. So pretty much out of the question, which I'll show this for sure. And logistically, even for Suda's Boker may be a problem. Matzah is definitely out of the question. So what options are available for us? So let's just really, in a sense, concretize the problem, particularly the problem relating to Shalosh Shudas, and then begin to look for some possible solutions. But let's take a look at the first of the Ramakomos as to why Shalosh Shudas itself poses the biggest problem. So the Shulchan Aruch in the first of the Ramakomos tells us, Zmana Mishayagia Zman HaMincha, Haidam Mishayshol Sumechzu Lamhava. The earliest time to eat Suda Shlishis on a regular Shabbos, this Shulchan Aruch is not in Nuchas Pesach, this is in regular Nuchas Shabbos. Earliest time to eat Shalosh Shudas is once Zman Mincha comes, as Zman Mincha being 6.5 hours into the day. Again, this time of year, so Chatzos is going to be a couple of minutes before one, so you're talking around the 1:30 area once they change the clock, this is Shabbos. So that's going to be the earliest possible time to eat Shalosh Shudas. We must say, kind of a low key amitzvah of the Shlishis. If a person ate Shalosh Shudas before that Zman, even with the Eved, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. Now, we're going to see that there is a dissenting view, which is going to become important for us later. But at least the starting point is that Shalosh Shudas before the Zman is really out of the question. And of course, that's ultimately what brings about the difficulty that we had by a half hour after Chatzos, Chametz is for sure off the radar screen. And Matzah is also a bit off the radar screen. So what, if any, solutions are available? So one possibility that already has its roots in Rishonim and maybe to the Shulchan Aruch is maybe we should try to find some kind of a food that one does recite a motzi on, one does wash, one does bench on, but it's not quite chametz and not quite matzah. Well, what is that? So that's what we call in halacha matzah ashira. Matzah ashira, literally ashira, rich, a rich kind of a matzah. The Gemara tells us in the second breath of Maseches Pesachim that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Echilas Matzah with Matzah Ashira, because the Torah describes Matzah as being lechem only, being a poor man's bread. What constitutes Matzah Ashira? So the Gemara explains that when you mix flour and water, that's lechem only. When you use other kinds of fruit juices, and we're going to try to fine tune a little bit as we go on, which fruit juices we're actually referring to, it's going to make an important difference to halacha. But if you use fruit juices, and the Gemara gives you a few examples, if you use oils or grape juice or honey, things like that, so then that matzah is no longer called lechem oni, and one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of achilat matzah with it. Why is that important? That you can't fulfill the mitzvah of achilat matzah with it. So we're going to see in a moment that according to many opinions, the prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach only applies to that kind of matzah. You could use it to say there. The whole idea of the prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach is to build up the appetite, build up the excitement. It's the first time I'm eating matzah now. I haven't eaten real matzah in a long time. So if you're going to go ahead and eat regular matzah, kosher shmur matzah, and Erev Pesach, that's going to detract from the chavivus mitzvah. But if the matzah that you partake of Erev Pesach is not royal lekach for the Seder anyway, so then maybe that would be permissible. So if that piece of information is correct, that matzah ashira is permissible to be in an Erev Pesach, that may be a possible solution for us. So let's backtrack a little bit and try to see, where did this idea come from that matzah shira is not part of the prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach? So the sugya really begins on the second one of Mamre Kamos with the Tosos of Maseches Pesachim, where Tosos poses a question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells the Pesachim that Erev Pesach late in the afternoon, one should not be eating, because if you eat late in the afternoon, that's going to interfere with your ability to eat the matzah l'teyavon. Eat the matzah with the excitement, with the geshmak of being hungry. So comes Tosfos and says, what do those words mean? Lo yoichel adam. Vim Toimus says Tosfos in the second Mamre Kamos. Uma lo yoichel. What did the Mishnah have in mind that you're not allowed to eat? Im matzah. If it's referring to you can't eat matzah late in the afternoon Erev Pesach, I feel a kedem nami asar. So that's also even beforehand. Kedem shami, we spoke about last week. Called oichel matzah Erev Pesach. If a person eats matzah Erev Pesach, that's like a couple who are not fully married yet. They only had kiddushin and nisuin. A couple being together at that point, that's prohibited. You're supposed to wait until the nisuin, wait until the chuppah, wait until the marriage is complete. So too, you're supposed to wait until the Leila Seder. You're not supposed to jump the gun and eat matzah early at Erev Pesach. So obviously, when the Mishnah speaks about a prohibition to eat late in the afternoon Erev Pesach, it cannot be referring to matzah. Matzah has already been off limits the entire day. The even mina tagima, if the Mishnah is referring to almost like snacky kinds of foods, mina tagima, according to some that means fruit, according to others it means that's a piece of fish, a piece of chicken, something which is not with bread, according to some it even means perhaps even mizonos. The even mina tagima, ha'amah b'gemara, ha'amah tabla mina tagima. The Gemara says you're allowed to snack a little bit in the afternoon Erev Pesach. Even right before you go to shul, you want to grab a fruit on the way out to shul, that's okay. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says lo yechol what? What was on the menu that has to be taken off the menu at 6 o'clock in the evening on Erev Pesach? If it's matzah, it's been off the menu the entire day. If it's mina tagima, it's in fact permissible the entire day. It must be that the Mishnah is referring to something which is really going to fill you up. If you just take an apple and you run out the shul, that's not going to fill you up. That's not going to detract from the eating of the matzah, the teyavon. But if you start filling up on matzah, that's going to be a problem. But not the matzah of seder matzah, but rather matzah ashira, matzah which anyway you wouldn't be able to be yotzi at the seder. So that's the food that the Mishnah is referring to. If you can eat matzah ashira late in the day in Erev Pesach, mitam the isra of matzah chilus on Erev Pesach, it's not prohibited, because that matzah is not fit to be used for the seder. So Ella, that eating egg matzah late in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, eating the matzah shira late in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, that's going to fill you up. So that's going to be a problem. But early in the day, that's okay. It says tells us that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The law also be Rishami al b'matzah il latzeisba chavasai v'ochel kadmizman of a matzah shira sharia. To eat matzah shira, to eat the fruit juice matzahs earlier in the day is permissible b'chenai neg Rabbeinu Tam. But that was the custom of Rabbeinu Tam. So we've solved, or potentially solved, part of the problem. We have identified a food that at first glance is permissible to be eaten on Erev Pesach and can actually serve as the food for Seder Shlishis. The Seder Shlishis has to have something that you're going to wash on. You're going to wash, you're going to make a motzi, you're going to bench on the matzah shira. So it sounds like we have the best of both worlds. We've discovered food that's technically mutter on Erev Pesach, as long as it's not late in the day. It's mutter, you can have yishal shira, it's 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. And wonderful, what could possibly be wrong? So this idea of using matzah shira as the solution to our dilemma appears in the Shulchan Aruch. If we take a look at the third of the Mamre Kamos, so Shulchan Aruch tells us, yidal shechalias b'shabis. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch says you do bedikas chametz on the night, on Thursday night. Obviously, you're not going to do bedikas chametz on Friday night. You have to do bedikas chametz Thursday night, and you got to get rid of everything before Shabbos. You leave over a little bit of food, enough to eat your two meals, your Friday night meal and your Shabbos morning meal. Leave over a little bit of food. So the Shulchan Aruch is assuming you're eating chametz those two meals. Why not? On Friday night you can eat chametz. Shabbos morning, if you daven early, on Basikin, a little later, you can still eat chametz. What about Seder Shlishis? Oh, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Seder Shlishis, man achra mincha. Like I wrote in Hilchos Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you cannot eat shalosh shudas before zman mincha. So obviously you're not eating chametz then anymore. It's off limits, both matzah and chametz. So what do you do? El the matzah shira. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you should use fruit juice matzah. We call colloquially egg matzah. Egg matzah is a little bit of a misnomer. There are no eggs in egg matzah. It's fruit juice matzah, apple juice matzah. Great, says the Shulchan Aruch. That should be the menu. That's what you should eat first through the shlishes. Friday night and Shabbos morning, in theory, you can do that also. Shulchan Aruch is not telling you not to do that. He can't imagine why one would want to do that. Here, I can eat a regular piece of challah Friday night. Lamalo. I can eat regular challah Shabbos morning. Why not? I can think, why not? Because our wives are gonna get very upset. But maybe rightfully so. If you sit down, where you eat this challah? You can eat the challah on the table. Tables are kosher Pesach. All your food is kosher Pesach. So if the Shulchan Aruch wasn't so worried about that. So Shulchan Aruch just said, no problem. He's just telling you about the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch is not telling you how to manual as to how to run your kitchen in terms of convenience. Shulchan Aruch is saying, if you want to eat challah Friday night because of the day, you want to eat challah early Shabbos morning, that's fine. Shabbos Shulchan, you can't eat challah. You can't eat regular matzah. You can eat matzah shira. But now comes the Ramah and throws a curveball at us. Comes the Ramah and says, Ramah, uve medinas elu, she'ein no'agin lecho matzah shira. Come on. Says the Ramah, we as Ashkenazim cannot do what the Shulchan Aruch just recommended. Why not? Because we have a custom not to eat matzah shira. Why in the world? Why don't we eat matzah shira? What's wrong with matzah shira? The Gemara in Pesachim says matzah shira is great. It's fine. It's just that you can't use it for the Seder, but there's nothing wrong with it. So not so simple. So there was some Rishon of the opinion that matzah shira, if you make matzah just out of flour and fruit juice, then it's great. I mean, not good for the Seder, but it's great in terms of Matzah Chametz. But if you start to mix in a little bit of water, it may become chametz, and it may actually become chametz faster rate than regular chametz will become chametz. And therefore, for this reason, other reasons, there are more quotes in Hilchos Pesach that we have a custom, Ashkenazim have a custom, not to eat matzah ashira the entire week of Pesach as a chumrah, not mikra din. That's why the Ramah does give a dispensation. A person is older, a person is not able to digest regular matzah. So the Ramah writes, mikra din, it's not chometz. You're allowed to own it. No, there's no issur of owning it on Pesach. You're allowed to feed it to somebody who needs to eat it. But a healthy, strong Ashkenazi person should not be eating matzah ashira on Pesach because this is outside concern. Maybe by a long shot, there's some kind of a chametz problem. So the Ramah writes, so we have the custom not to eat matzah ashira on Pesach, and therefore for us, the option that the Shulchan Aruch just quoted is out of the question. And the question is, why is it out of the question? What was wrong exactly with the suggestion of the Shulchan Aruch? So Shulchan Aruch said, very easy, Sir Shal Shudd said 2 o'clock, Yitam Mincha Mincha Gdola 1:30, 2 o'clock come home, eat your matzah ashira. You can see Ms. Moldovit, you're never sure, not in a rush, everything's Miyushov, and go to sleep for 2 hours. What's wrong with that? Eitzel Ramah says, no, you can't do that, because we don't eat matzah shira on Pesach. So what does that mean? So there are two ways of understanding the Ramah. So the pashtus, what the Ramah is saying is that we Ashkenazim who refrain from eating matzah shira on Pesach, also included in that practice is to refrain from eating matzah shira on Erev Pesach as well, because Erev Pesach is not allowed to eat chametz. So whatever you're not allowed to do on Pesach, you really shouldn't be doing an Erev Pesach in the afternoon as well. That's the simple reading of the Ramah. And if that's the case, then the Ramah just literally canceled the whole plan of eating Shabbos Shabbos. The Ramah didn't cancel eating Friday night, didn't cancel eating early Shabbos morning. That you can do if you choose to do so. But if you're trying to hop around Shabbos Shabbos through the solution of Egg Matzah, you cannot do that because of the Ashkenazi custom, the practice, the Ashkenazi community is to refrain from egg matzah on Pesach, and presumably included in that custom is to refrain from egg matzah even in Erev Pesach as well. However, there's an alternate reading of the Ramah, and that's what's suggested by the Reuven Shulchan and several others, that the Ramah never meant to say that the practice of not eating egg matzah of Ashkenazim applies even on Erev Pesach. It's not true. The issue of eating chametz on Erev Pesach is significantly more lenient than on Pesach itself. On Pesach itself, it's a disoccurrence. On Erev Pesach, maybe it's a lav, maybe it's an issur esei. So there are both. It's not 100% clear what the severity of the issur is. But one thing is clear: it is not chametz on Pesach. If you eat mamish a slice of pizza on Erev Pesach, you're not chayev karis. I didn't say it's mutter. I didn't say it's not a deraisa, but karis it's for sure not. So argues the Reuven Shulchan, this custom that we have, which is a very, very big chumrah, it's a little bit of a far-fetched concern that maybe there's a chashash of chametz in the fruit juice matzahs and the matzah shira, that chumrah was only instituted, says the Aruch HaShulchan, on Pesach itself. That chumrah never applied in Erev Pesach. If you want to eat egg matzahs, even Ashkenazi at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's fine. So why doesn't the Ramah let you do what the Shulchan Aruch just said? So Aruch HaShulchan said, for pure practical reasons, who in the world is going to bake matzahs in an Ashkenazi community, which can only be edible for one meal? You could have to run a whole matzah production to bake five egg matzahs for your Swedish delicious. You're not going to be able to use it for the rest of the week. Look how much sugar is doing that. So Bishlam of the Shulchan Aruch, who's recording the Sephardi practice, that egg matzahs are mutter the entire week. They never had a chum in the Sephardi communities to refrain from eating the apple juice / egg matzahs, the matzah shiras. So then, if Imkvar Askvar, you're already baking hundreds of egg matzahs, hundreds of matzah shiras for the whole week. So take a few of them and use them, Mishal Shuras, and make life easy. But according to Ramah, we're not baking them. Who's baking egg matzahs? Yeah, for the one person who's sick, yeah, we'll find an egg matzah somewhere. Nobody's baking egg matzahs for Pesach and Ashkenazi communities. And therefore, it'd be crazy to start baking a whole bunch of matzahs just simply to be able to provide for Shalosh Shudas. So the Ramah is saying, according to this version, it's a Metzias problem. There are no matzahs around. That's why he's telling you not to use. He's not telling you can't use them. He's saying they're not there to use. Of course, the difference between these two shaltim is critical for us. For us, Baruch Hashem, there are plenty of egg matzahs on the shelves. But any store, you'll find hundreds and thousands of matzah shiras. They'll all say in them in little small letters. If you're Ashkenazi, background, consult your rabbi, consult Shulchan Aruch, whatever. Basically, see, you shouldn't be eating it. But Lemaisa, if a guy wants to buy a box of egg matzahs and he wants to use it for shalosh shuras, and he'll put it away, he won't eat it the whole week of Pesach. So according to the first version of the Ramah, that the Ramah said that's included by Ashkenazi practice not to do, and you shouldn't be doing that. But if you hold like the second version of the Ramah, that the Ramah never asked it. The Ramah just said it wasn't practical, but as long as that is practical, that's a big nefkimi. So those who follow that it says lenient version of the Ramah, would really have very little to worry about in terms of Suda Shabbos. It's really very, very simple. You just Friday night, what do you have to start with challahs for? Forget the challahs. Friday night have egg matzahs. Shabbos have egg matzahs. Shalosh Shuras have egg matzahs. I'll tell you a secret. You don't have to get up early to daven either. When are you running to go daven? To finish with shachos by 7 o'clock in the morning. If you can daven like your regular man, you'll be done by 11 o'clock. Eat lunch at 11 o'clock. IAT after this man is sir. Doesn't matter. According to the lenient version of the Ramah, you're allowed to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach after this man is sir. And then you'll have daven mincha 1:30 and have shalosh shuras at 2 o'clock and then go to sleep for the rest of the day. That's, again, all assuming that version of the Ramah. I think that I'm well aware that the great, great Gedolei HaPoskim, many of the Poskim in our community who really, really paskin like that lenient version of the Ramah, I think that most people don't follow that. I think that the minhag, at least I remember, I can only say, and then when I was a kid, I don't think anybody that I remember at least followed this. I think it was usually assumed that even those people who are eating egg matzahs still have to rush it up. You still got to come to the early minyan. You still can't let you daven at 10 o'clock. Can't daven 10 o'clock for other reasons. But you still got to have to eat at least a Suda Shniya before the Zman, because I think that the minyan in most places was, again, it's not a sock, just saying that. I think the minyan in most places was that not to permit egg matzahs for Ashkenazim, at least, on Erev Pesach. And therefore, if we're not going to permit the egg matzahs after the Zman Isser, Friday night, Shabbos morning, early before the Zman, that's for sure okay. Or we'll see in a minute, it's for sure okay, but at least for now it's okay. But to use this eight of Shalosh Shuras, I think is a little bit tricky. So maybe we should go back to the conventional, back to the old star way. The old star way was simply to use challah. So if you use challah, you're going to use challah Friday night, you're going to use challah Shabbos morning, or again, if you want to use the egg matzahs also, you can do that also. What are you going to do about Shalosh Shuras? So you're not really going to be able to eat Shalosh Shuras. In the real way, you can't eat Shalosh Shuras. What you can do is as follows. If you take a look back at the Ramah, the end of the Ramah, the end of the third of the Mamakamos, when the Ramah basically nixed the egg matzahs, whichever period the Ramah was, the very end, the Ramah writes, Yekayim su deshlishis b'mine peiros obos v'dagim. Says the Ramah, what you should do is in effect your law in Rabbeinu Tam. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you should sit down and have a piece of chicken. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, have a piece of fish. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, have some food, have something which would qualify as a watered down Shalosh Shuras, at least according to the view of Rabbeinu Tam. You have no choice. On a regular Shabbos, you really should not be following the Rabbeinu Tam. We insist you should wash and bench. Men, women, everyone's obligated to the Shalishas. But on Erev Pesach Chaspa Shabbos, where according to the Ramah, either because of practical reasons or halachic reasons, so there's nothing you can possibly eat after this man is sir. So the best thing you can do is to have minit tagim, have some fish or meat or something like that. In addition to that, so the Mishnah Berurah, if you take a look at the fourth of the Mar Makamos, so the Mishnah Berurah adds a little bit more to this practice. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's three lines from the bottom. The Ayin Bachareim Shekosru, the Tov Gamkin Shechalik Su the Shachris shall pass Lishnayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, as an added the practice, we should do is eat Shalosh Shuras early in the morning also. We just got finished saying that the Zman of Shalosh Shuras is after Zman Mincha. That's according to most opinions, but not everybody. There's one opinion we share that maintains you can be Yetzish to the Shlishis even in the morning. So why not? So let's try the Chaparayim. Let's do that. Again, whether you're eating your Egmas, you're eating your Chalas, grab that in also. Dayesh Omim says the Mishnah Berurah. The Yotzvideh, they say the Gimel. That's what the Gra recommends. Also, you should do this. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, not so simple. If you're going to do this double meal, so to speak, in the morning, that's if you have time to bench in between. If you're just going to, let's say, you're trying to beat the clock here, because you're definitely not going to be eating challah after this banissa. So let's say, again, I don't remember exactly what time banissa is. Let's say, for argument's sake, banissa is about 10:30 or so. So you have to finish everything by 10:30. If you're going to sit down and eat your Suda Shniya at 10 o'clock in the morning, even if you're not going to have a full meal, you have a piece of challah, a piece of gefilte fish, some salad, and then you want to quickly go bench, so you're going to be done by 10:25, so how can you eat your next meal? So you have to give yourself a little bit of a window. You have to also give yourself a window of making a little bit of a hefset, a little bit of an interruption between the two meals, because otherwise you're running into a brachas problem. You're not supposed to do this, just eat, bench, and then wash 30 seconds later. That's an unnecessary bracha. So you have to build it enough of a buffer zone, enough of a window to have a hefsek also. Now, this is pushing davening back a little bit earlier. So now you can't daven at the 8 o'clock. You daven at the 8 o'clock minimum. By the time davening's over, it's going to be around 9:30. By the time you get home, it'll be 9:45. By the time you wash it, it'll be too late. So you have to start davening earlier. Now, early may also depend on what time you think the Sof Zman HaChinuch Chometz is. There are actually two different ways of calculating Sof Zman HaChinuch Chometz. There's the Gra's man, the Magen Avraham's man. Depending on whose man you use, you can end up with a different number also in terms of when the earliest eating of stopping to eat chametz is. So davening may have just gone from 8 o'clock to 7 o'clock back to 6 o'clock. So again, and I have to worry about you can't daven before Nates, Sikin. So yeah, there may be a lot of Nates minyanim just in case that this wasn't complicated enough. Of course, in the world that we live in, where the minyanim are still being staggered in all the shuls, so you can't get 500 people into daven at Nates. So now what are you going to do? So stagger the minyanim. I know in our shul, so we on a regular Shabbos, so we have a whole array of minyanim. And some of the minyanim start at if we would start those minyanim on Erev Pesach that time, it would be time to make the Seder almost. But you can't start davening so late, you're gonna miss everything, you can miss all this manim. So it's gonna take a lot of creativity, a lot of ingenuity, and a lot of davening that'd be a nice sunny and warm day. So we could stick a few minyanim outdoors at the same time. I'm sure all the neighbors will appreciate being woken up to Nishbas at 6:20 in the morning. So we'll have to see logistically how that's going to play out. We still got a couple of days left to figure that one out. But anyway, getting back to the story. So the Mishnah Berurah is basically putting together two kind of very very weak ways of fulfilling Shalosh Shuras. One is through non-bread, through minei tagima, through fish, chicken, which is again a minority view. The other is sanctioning the Shalosh Shuras before Chatzos, before Birchat Yol, which is also a minority view. But the answer is we have no choice. Blaze brayer. So it's either that or nothing. So therefore, the mini Yisrael has become that, again, unless you're going down that route of eating just egg matzahs across the board and even into the afternoon, but if you're not going down that route, if you're insisting on stopping your egg matzahs before this man, or you don't even want to go the egg matzahs all together, you want to just go plain, straight, old-fashioned challahs, so then you have to keep in mind these two things, that you want to try to chop around a little bit of a Siddur Shlishis after Zman Mincha, a little bit of Minat Hagima, as well as you want to be able to have enough time to logistically split up your Siddur's Boker in order to chop around those sheets that say you could still be Yotze Siddur Shlishis in that manner. So of everything that we've been talking about, that original Eitzah that we gave, that the Shulchan Aruch suggested, and the Sfaradim are much easier in this one, in terms of eating the Matzah Ashira. So this was assuming something. This was assuming that the prohibition of eating matzah in Erev Pesach doesn't apply to matzah that can be used for the Seder. That was Rabbeinu Tam's assumption. What forced Rabbeinu Tam back to that assumption was the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Avi Pesachim Samech L'mincha, L'yeichel Adam, a person shouldn't eat. So Rabbeinu Tam said, shouldn't eat what? Shouldn't eat chometz? Can't eat chometz already a long time ago. Shouldn't eat matzah? Can't eat matzah already the entire day. It must be, Hocham Eskid, it's matzah shira. I mean, now that I eat matzah in Erev Pesach. Oh, must be, Zok Rabbeinu Tam, says Rabbeinu Tam, that matzah that you can't use for the Seder must be okay. So Rabbeinu Tam was forced to that conclusion, and that got the whole ball rolling with the egg matzah being an option. That's assuming that was the answer to the question of the Mishnah. So it happens to be that the Rambam clearly had a different answer to that question, and therefore the Rambam was not forced to Rabbeinu Tam's conclusion, which may lead us to believe that the Rambam doesn't think Rabbeinu Tam's conclusion was actually even correct. But that which Rabbeinu Tam, the Baal Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch all said, yeah, you can eat egg matzah, no problem. Matzah shira, hepegomon, erev beitzah, everything's great. Not so simple at all. So if we take a look at the Rambam, the fifth of the Rambam Kamos, the Rambam writes, v'chein also lechel erev pesach v'kadav mincha kira. You're not allowed to eat erev pesach from a little bit before mincha. It's later in the mincha k'tana, later in the day. Why is that? K'dei shikadas tachilas matzah b'taiva. So you should enter into the seder eating your matzah with gishmak v'leteyot. However, a person could have a little bit of fruit, a little bit of vegetables and stuff, but you shouldn't fill yourself up on them totally. How did the Rambam know that piece of information? The Gemara says, Beferish, that you can eat fruit on Erev Pesach. So the Rambam put the brakes on and says, no, you can eat a little bit. You can have an apple on the way to shul. You can't sit down and have a whole deluxe of fruit salad. So you want to, want to grab grab a carrot on the way out to shul, that's okay. But to have a whole fancy salad, yerukos, which is malak reis in the hand, so that's going to be a problem. How did the Rambam know that? So the Mefarshim pointed out that the Rambam clearly learned that's the pshat in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Avi Pesachim Samech L'mincha Yechel Adam Shetechshach, what that means is even those foods that you're allowed to eat a little bit of, don't eat too much of. So the Mishnah is not even talking about matzah ashira. Matzah shira is not even mentioned, it's not on the radar screen in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, when it says don't eat a lot in the afternoon, that means even the fruits and vegetables that you can have a little bit of, don't eat too much. What about matzah shira? Forget it, says the Rambam. You can't eat matzah shira at all. Not only not, you can't eat it in the afternoon, you can't eat it in the morning either, because it's called matzah. So there's a major machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. What is included in the issur of eating matzah in Erev Pesach? So according to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, the Shulchan Aruch, so matzah only refers to matzah that's roy for the Seder, that's fit for the Seder. Matzah shira is permissible on Erev Pesach. And the Rambam disagrees. So this Rambam is a little bit of a curveball into the sugya. According to the Rambam, there's a whole nother reason why not to go down the matzah shira route. Not just because we're not going to gain much in terms of time for the matzah shira. Maybe forget, maybe eating matzah shira may be a violation, maybe a problem, maybe an isser, according to the view of the Rambam. So there are some who shy away from matzah shira because they don't really want to get involved in the shayla of eating matzah Erev Pesach whatsoever against the Rebbeinu Tam, against the Tais, against the Shulchan Aruch. Some are choshish for this Rambam. And then there's another potential issue with the matzah shira root that the Rambam also raises for us, and that is a regular matzah that we have on the market, the quote-unquote egg matzah. Egg matzah, again, is not with eggs. The fruit juice matzah that we have on the market today, is that really matzah shira? Is that the matzah shira of Chazal? Is that the matzah shira that you can't be yaitzi with? And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, you can eat it in Erev Pesach? So not so simple. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim, when it speaks about matzah shira, gives you a few different examples of matzah shira. It speaks about flour that's mixed with wine. It speaks about flour that's mixed with oils, with honey. So we take a look at the Rambam, at the last of the Mamakomis. So the Rambam writes, matzah shalosha b'mei peiros, yotze b'yidei chavosa b'pesach. Matzah that was mixed, the dough was mixed with fruit juice, that's perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with fruit juice matzah. It's good for the Seder, it's lechem oini. What is the matzah shira that Chazal are referring to? Aval ein loshen osa b'yayin, o b'shemen, o dvash, o cholav, b'shum lechem oini, k'o sh'b'yanu. Im losh v'ach al yotze dei chavosa. Says the Rambam, the only four liquids that create a problem, matzah shira, that you can't be yotzeh with at the Seder, are the four mentioned in Chazal. One was wine, one was oil, one was honey, and one was milk. Nothing more, nothing less. And therefore, the Rambam's view is, if you have what we call today apple juice matzah is not even matzah shira. It's actually lechamoni. You could actually use it at the Seder. And if you could use it at the Seder, then obviously you can't eat it on Erev Pesach at all, even in early in the morning, or according to some, even the night before. So this Rambam throws another curveball at those who want to use, well, those who want to go down the egg matzah route. So if they're going to opt for apple juice matzah, the apple juice matzah, at least according to the Rambam, is not even called non-lechamoni. So it's for sure going to be also to eat on Erev Pesach. If one wants to, in a sense, cover themselves from this Rambam, so there is a way to do it. There are actually some matzah shiras on the market today, some fruit juice matzahs that are not mixed, the flour is not mixed with apple juice, it's actually mixed with grape juice. If it's mixed with grape juice, that's better according to the Rambam, because that's worse for the Seder, but again, the worse you get for the Seder, the better you get for Erev Pesach. So there are some more makbid that they'll eat egg matzahs, at least in the morning or the night before of Erev Pesach, but they're going to be careful not to get the apple juice ones, they want to get the grape juice ones. The grape juice ones are made with white grape juice, not with purple grape juice, or else they would be purple looking matzahs, would look pretty silly. So they look like regular matzahs. So unless you read the box, you're not going to know the difference between whether the grape juice matzah, apple juice matzah. So if you ask me in the hierarchy of things, if you have a choice between an apple juice matzah or a grape juice matzah, on Erev Pesach, the grape juice matzahs are probably a little bit better. But the truth is that according to the Rambam himself, even the grape juice matzahs are not really good. Because the Rambam had two chumras here. The Rambam said that even real matzah shira, even if it meets the Rambam standards of matzah shira, is off limits on Erev Pesach. And the old chiddush in the Rambam is that the apple juice matzah doesn't even meet the standards of matzah shira. So again, those who are chiddush for these Rambams, these sorted Rambams here, so they're not going to go anywhere near the egg matzah model Erev Pesach. They're going to stick to the old style way of doing it with chametz, and then you just have to finish it as early as you can. So again, we really gave two fundamentally different approaches as to, just from the halachic point of view, the pros and the cons of using. And within the egg matzah model, there was almost a little bit of a breakdown. So just to review for a moment, if you go down the, almost in a sense, probably halachically the easiest, but sometimes logistically the most complicated, halachically the easiest is just take regular challah. You have regular challah Friday night, regular challah Shabbos morning, regular challah for Asuda Shlishis, also Shabbos morning. You davened early enough to break up the meal with the benching, a little bit of a hefsek, take a little walk or something, and you finish everything before the service of Anachilus Chametz. Then, as a Chumra B'Yalma, you go ahead after, you take a piece of gefilte fish, a chicken or something, and that becomes your Suda Shlishis, at least according to the Gemara Rabbeinu Tam. So that's the, you know, the old style way of doing it. I think that's what most of my great grandparents did in Europe, something along this kind of a setup. Those who want to go down the matzah shira route, so again, according to the Rambam, for a variety of reasons, that's a little bit problematic. But again, those who are not chayshish for these two Rambams and follow the Shulchan Aruch, so then the egg matzah route is a good model. It's good for Friday night for sure. It's good for Shabbos morning for sure. Whether it will enable you to be able to eat your Suda Shlishis at the right time after Zman Mincha Gedolah, so that depends on the two readings of the Ramah. If you accept the Chumradic version of the Ramah, that the Ramah was including in the custom, the Ashkenazi custom of not eating egg matzah on Pesach also covers Erev Pesach, then that option is not going to help you. So then you would have to also split up the meal the same as the fellows with the challah did. You'd have to do with the egg matzahs as well. You still may be more comfortable doing with egg matzahs because, you know, if you leave a few challah crumbs over, you're in big trouble. You become egg matzah crumbs over, the world doesn't come to that. The egg matzah is not really coming to anyone. Yeah,
Rabbi, yeah. So two points. One, it looks like based on Harambam, we might have a problem of speka as far as the Rama says about the matzah ashira. If safek, it's a hametz, because, and then we have the safek, shema, it's not matzah ashira.
Right. So according to the Rambam per se, if the Rambam was sitting here, he would probably not be ready to go use egg matzah on Erev Pesach. Right. But I don't know whether we call it a suffix. You know, in Shulchan Aruch, neither of these two Rambams is accepted. We pass in the halacha that apple juice matzah is called matzah shira. And we also pass in that you're allowed to eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. So again, in terms of pure psak halacha, we follow the later poskim in Shulchan Aruch and Machri against this Rambam, Again, there are some who still like to follow different shittas, different chumras, different rishonim. So there are some people who are still concerned about this unique shittas around the mirror. But again, in terms of pure halacha, those who want to follow the Batashira model, and especially if they can use the grape juice matzah, so then even though according to the Rambam proper, it's not going to work. But according to the pure world of halacha, they would be okay. So again, there are different shittas. It's a fascinating halachic topic, and we're trying to juggle on a lot of things. And to juggle the mitzvahs of Seder Shabbos, the running Shabbos, with the Yisra Chometz, with the Yisra Matzah, with the Yisra of eating late in the afternoon, with the davening Shachris, the davening Mincha, and benching, and Hefzig, and Nechus Brachas, a lot of things flying all over the place. But again, we try and try to come up with different eitzes. Different communities and different families have different eitzes. So again, you have to put your heads together. Hey, mitam halacha, hey, mitam logistics, hey, mitam just practicality, which eitz is going to work best for you. But again, at least from the pure halachic point of view, try to present a little bit what some of the sides of the issue.
Maybe. What about using Gebruch's cake or something like that, which is made out of matzah mel and is a mezonos at least?
Right. So that's a general Erev Pesach question, whether you should even be eating those kinds of cakes on Erev Pesach. Is that also included in the issue of eating matzah on Erev Pesach? You know, baked foods that are made out of matzah mel cake. That's a shiloh in the post game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wish everybody a good night and
yeah, Robbie, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Henry.